Hey, what's up, Siren fans? We are back. We are covering two episodes tonight. Ben and Maddie are really being affected by the Siren song. Helen found out what happened to her father, and Levi is back on land. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, what's up, guys? We are back. So excited, and today I am not alone, you guys. I am your host, Carla Beltran, and tonight I am joined by my lovely co-host, Carla Contreras.
You have the two Carlas here.
I know, literally two Carlas, one siren, multiple sirens. Welcome to the show, Carla.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited that you're part of the show now. You guys, this might be confusing, but I am Carla Beltran, and she's Carla Contreras. Yes. So we will go by KB and KC.
Yeah, that's easy. That's good.
We both spell our names with a K, so it's really exciting. And Carla, my first question to you is very, very important.
Okay.
Are you a mermaid believer or not?
I am. I believe in everything. Aliens. I was going to say unicorns. That's a little far-fetched. Not unicorns, but I believe in mermaids. I feel like there's so much of the ocean we don't know about. And
yeah,
I looked into some things that I'll be sharing later, which made me even more of a believer.
That's so exciting. Tonight, we'll be covering two episodes, you guys. We had episode 11, Mixed Signals, and episode 12, Serenity. And we'll be doing a little bit news and gossip. And we have a special segment that our dear Carla prepared for us. So without further ado, we have a lot to cover, so let's get into it. Let's start with Nicole.
Nicole.
So we got a little bit of a background for Nicole and her family. Apparently, a lot of her family has been in the military. My first question is to you is, do you trust Nicole now?
I feel like I did for a second. Mm-hmm. I feel like her relationship with Xander is pretty genuine.
Okay.
I personally feel that way.
Yeah.
I feel like she cares, but then a part of her is really guarded and reserved. So I feel like that stops her from going too deep into it. And okay, but then at the end of the episode, she completely lies to him. So I'm just kind of like, oh my God. And he's so innocent in this whole situation. Mm-hmm. Like, just leave him alone. If you're not going to be like fully in, then just leave
like,
him out.
Like, get
of
out,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
So in the beginning of this second half, I kind of started really trusting Nicole because she's been treating Rin correctly. You know, she's been saying everything is going to be at Rin's pace. She kind of allows whatever they want to do. That's like what she allows, right? But then I feel like she still works for the military, so she kind of still has to respond to someone because she's not, like, she is a boss because she's totally a boss, and Natalie is doing a great job at making this character become a huge military boss, but, like, she still has, like, she's still attached to some strings. And I was really rooting for her for a while until, like, the end when it kind of all went downhill. Yeah. So she's lying to Xander when she said, they did a cheers, first of all, to honesty. So much for that
liar.
Cheers. That she definitely had crossed her fingers because that did not happen. And then now we find out that she's spying on Ben, Rin, and Maddie.
Yeah.
Why do you think she's spying on them?
Because I think she senses that they don't trust her, and I feel like she has people to report to, and they want answers. And I think they want them faster than Rin, Maddie, and Ben are willing to give them to her. So I feel like now she needs to find outside sources to get them. And I feel like even though it's not the right thing to do, I feel like it's really the only way she's going to get her job done, because they still want to protect Rin.
Yeah.
And I feel like even when they went underwater, they turned like the camera or whatever it is that was letting
them see.
So I feel like it's a smart move on her part career wise and like what she needs to get done, but if they find out she's gonna lose their trust for sure.
Yeah. Well, my question to you is, do you think that she set up the cameras or they set up the cameras because they were trying to watch Rin or because of what Rin told her about their relationship with Ben and Maddie?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think both. I think they need to see how Rin's reacting to everything, because we saw how she reacted to the last extraction.
Yeah.
And she's definitely a threat to society, period.
Of course.
And even to the whole experiment. But at the same time, Rin telling them the whole love situation that they have going on, I think now she for sure knows that they're withholding information. And I feel like any ounce of information is essential to their experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. So did we leave this episode trusting Nicole or not trusting Nicole?
We don't trust Nicole.
We don't trust
Nicole.
We don't
trust her. Okay. She's a bad egg. We're crossing her out.
Bye, Nicole. Just kidding. We love you, Nicole. But sometimes you do things that make us really wonder what's going on. Okay. I'm leaving the best for last, you guys. Let's talk about Levi. Levi is back on episode 12. Why is Levi back on land?
I think the ocean's no longer safe for them. But I feel like we've been knowing that.
Yeah.
They don't have food. I think maybe getting a taste of land was like he wanted more, you know, see what was going on.
Well, it's the same thing as Rin. Rin loves the land, you know, and I think her being on land, the longer she's on land, the harder it's going to be for her to kind of go back in the water, because their life in the water and on land is very different, you know. I feel like they're constantly learning new things on land that they didn't know before. Like, for example, ancestors, you know, that was like a new term for her, but she kind of knew what it was.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things. Do you think that Levi is going to stay on land for a while?
100%.
You think so?
Yeah, he's going to stay on land dancing. With his awful dance moves. He's so cute. I love that that's how they introduced him. That was like
his
the best
personality
thing.
Is the best thing. I really love how Levi is. I actually don't think that Levi is going to last on land
really?
For a while.
Why?
Yeah. I think that there's going to be a bigger threat that we probably haven't been introduced to yet, but I think that he's probably going to have to go back on land. And from what we're hearing is that there's not enough sirens in the ocean, so they need to reproduce themselves, and right now it's mating season. So I have a feeling that he's going to have to go back and land because he's one of the few males maybe even left, so they're going to definitely need him, which probably one of the reasons why he's back also is because he did say that on land he has a choice. And I remember, like, in the first half of the season, he explained to Ben and Maddie that mating for males, it hurts because, like, females basically attack them and then, like, they stab them. Mm-hmm. So he's probably like, oh, well, I know it's mating season, so I'm trying to escape, you know?
Yeah. I think he's trying to avoid it, but I mean, he, without him, what are they going to do? Because they already lost another male. I don't remember his name, but they lost him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like you said, there's not many of them, so I don't think he has much of a choice. But I think he's only going to leave
he
land.
He doesn't have much of a choice.
Yeah, I don't think he does. I think if he leaves land, it's going to be by force.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're going to throw him in there or
he already has Kelvin against him. He has Xander against him. And I think Beth is about to become a huge problem. Beth and whoever is in her like little society.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they want them out.
They do want them out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since we're already talking about Beth,
mm-hmm.
I asked this question last week to our audience and I want to ask you now, do you trust Beth?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
For the moment, she had the big guy. Do we know his name? The tall one?
I think his name was Brian.
Yes.
Don't quote me on all these names, you guys.
There's so many cats.
I just think about it.
The moment she had them, like, kind of, like, kidnapped.
Yeah.
That was the moment that I was like, okay, no. And she's very adamant about their whole society being a secret.
Yeah.
But it's like, no one's gonna, who's gonna tell? They're just working so desperately to not let anybody know, like Ben, Maddie, Helen. So it's like she's, I think, super afraid because she knows what will happen to them. I mean, I don't know what will happen.
Well, they would probably want to be studied on, for sure.
I think murdered, because isn't that what happened last? The last time they found them, they were all killed off?
No, what they killed off were the sirens.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, so it was like a homicide of sirens, not necessarily. And that's why Helen's mom was talking to Ted's mother, which Ted is Ben's father. And I think that's why she was like talking to her, because she needed to hide. Because we found out a lot about Helen, which we will talk about soon. But Beth is one of the characters that I think we have to watch out for, even though I know that she wants the best for everybody, but I think she's doing it the wrong way.
I think she's willing to do it at any cost.
Yes. Any cost, for sure. We know that for a fact.
And that's scary.
That is really scary, because you can't even trust your own kind, and she kind of seems to be the leader of this little society. right?
Yeah, because even when, like, John was introduced, she quickly noticed he was talking to Helen and was like, oh, don't believe anything he has to say. He's known to be a little, like, unhinged.
Exactly.
And she convinced her brother that he was crazy for the longest time for assuming he was different, but he was right all along. So I feel like she plays dirty.
She is playing dirty.
Yeah,
for and sure. And maybe she's playing dirty just because she's trying to protect herself, which we completely understand, but there has to be some sort of line because these other people are exactly the same as her. So why wouldn't, like, why would they expose themselves? It's the same thing with Helen. Like, Helen has been hiding her whole life, and Helen is much older than Beth is. Yeah. So, like, what was the purpose of her going and telling her, like, oh, well, you know, we can't be exposed when, like,
she's known that.
She knows
that. Yeah, exactly.
I have a feeling that the reason why she went is because she really wanted to get information about the sirens but didn't know how to approach it.
Yeah, I feel like she is, like, trying to scheme a way to get more information, but Helen's a badass.
Yeah.
Like, you want to come for Helen, you need to come right. Like, I love it, though, because she's so calm and collected.
Yeah.
But I feel like she's, like, so down to, like, get down and dirty.
I know, she is. It's, like, the best part.
And I loved how pretty she looked the first episode when she was at the dinner.
I know.
I was like, girl, you clean up nice. She looks so cute.
Helen is literally one of my favorite characters. And I love Rena Owen. I think she's awesome. She brings this character to life so amazingly. But another thing that brings characters to life is AfterBuzz TV. You guys, thank you so much for watching. I wanted to take this time to just basically thank you guys. We do have other channels, so please be sure to subscribe, rate, give us a rating, 5 stars, or a thumbs up. We're also on iTunes where you can give us 5 stars, though. And check out our other channels, you guys. There's so many shows out there. And thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. AfterBuzz really helps us to basically do what we love to do when we are here. So thank you so much for tuning in. Give us a 5-star rating. Let us know you did so in the comments. We'll always give you a shout out. If you are in the chat, we will also give you a shout out. We love to hear what you guys are thinking. And we read your comments all the time. So stay in touch. And moving forward, since we are talking about Beth, we're going to move into Helen. We were introduced this episode with a video of Helen's mom and her father. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time we've actually been hearing about Helen's past. Like, we knew that Helen was somehow half and half, and we didn't really know which one was which.
Yeah.
So we come to find out that Helen's mom was a siren, and her father was a human.
Yes.
She was arranged
to be married
to John.
Mm-hmm.
So is John a siren, or is John half human, half siren?
He's either half and half or siren.
Okay.
I don't think they specify.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they specify, but yeah, he was arranged to be married to her. Yeah, that was sad.
I know.
I feel like he cared about her. Or is that just me? I feel like there was...
No, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, like, he loved her, but she didn't love him because she loved someone else. I feel like there's all these triangles here.
Oh,
you know, Ben, Maddie, Rin, Maddie, Xander, Nicole. Oh,
Maddie, Xander. Yeah, you're right. Maddie, Xander, Nicole. There's just so many.
There's so many triangle relationships here.
I was like, oh my God, is our threesomes just like normal?
No,
is there something, like, you don't know?
I mean, Freeform brings up very interesting topics, so we will talk about all of them, you know, even polyamorous relationships. I don't know that they're a thing. I'm not here for it, personally, but, you know,
kudos.
Some people like what they like, and that is okay, too.
I agree.
But Helen finds out so much about her past in this episode, which is super interesting because we wanted to learn more about her and how she came to be. So the cottage that her family was living in is behind Ben's parents' house.
Yeah.
And the well is still there.
Yes.
So I don't think we know how Helen's mom passed yet, do we?
I'm from what I'm following through the story is that maybe she was in the house as well. Or
no, because she was born. I think it was just the husband.
Oh, yeah, because she was still born and the dad died a few weeks before.
Yeah.
So I don't think they've mentioned that part yet.
Okay. So somehow the cottage where her mother and her father were hiding at got caught in flames. Who put it to flames? there could be a couple of different people who put this to flames. It could either be Ted's dad, so mm-hmm. Ben's grandfather, or no, I would be, I guess it would be his grandfather.
His grandfather.
So his great grandfather. Mm-hmm. And I wish right now I would remember
when she the story. Asked, oh, okay, go ahead.
Oh,
because Helen went to Beth and asked her, "Did your people kill my father?"
Yeah.
Or did she ask Beth? She asked someone, "Did your people kill my father?" And she's, and they were like, "Oh, basically, they do what they have to do at any cost to protect themselves."
Yeah.
So it could also be them, her little society.
Yeah. So it could be them, but I was also thinking that in the beginning, like season one, Ben goes to ask Helen what. Oh my gosh, this is all coming back to me, and I wish I totally remember exactly what she said. But Ben goes back and asks Helen, like, "Hey, like these stories that you told us, like, you know, obviously he came across Rin, and he's trying to figure out." And she says, "Like, I don't know if she says your ancestors mm-hmm. or like to what extent. I don't really know." If she says like his great-grandfather or whoever, but they went through the like the genocide of yeah. like killing all these sirens, so it could have also been Ben's family.
That's my theory, to be honest.
Really?
I think the dad maybe knows more than he's leading on, because they're also giving her hush money. In the past they've given her hush money, and they
and try we still to, don't know for what, right?
Yeah, and they at the beginning try to convince Ben that he needs to stay away from her, like she's a town crazy person.
Yeah.
So I think they know more than they're leading on, but then you can also tell they don't know that much, because when he finds the letters, yeah. he's super like confused like, by them too. Mm-hmm. But I think it's his ancestors or like their relatives, like grandfather, who did all this.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, there's two different options. You know, they could totally have been Ben's family, and it could totally have been the society. But now that you mention it, I kind of tend to lean more towards Ben's family, only because that would be the reason why Beth is trying to protect everybody, because some probably like you only protect something when you already know that something bad has happened.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that's why, because they were already like, oh, we don't, like, we know what happened to your family to a certain extent, but we don't know, like, how it was, who it was caused by. So,
yeah. Maybe they're in cahoots. Like, they have their own little agreement. They may not be on the same side, but they have, like, a little
yeah.
understanding, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it was both. The possibilities are endless.
I love this. The second half of the season is literally so good. We were on the edge of our seats basically from beginning of the first episode, and then the second episode, we were like, till the end, we're like, okay, this ended. And it ended so nicely with the second episode, and just Nicole watching them, I was like, I like these.
I want another one. I'm like, give me a third episode.
Yeah.
Just screw it. Just give us a third.
Okay. So, you guys, Ben, Rin, Maddie, let's start out talking about the siren song. So we've been talking about the siren song for what seems like an eternity now, because we are all trying to figure out what's going on with the siren song, what is it doing to their brains, and until right now, we don't really know. What we do see is that they did a brain scan for both Ben and Maddie. Were you shocked by the results?
Very.
Okay.
Because it was, well, how they compared all three, from Maddie's to Ben's to Alden's.
Yeah.
That's his name, right? Alden.
Decker, yeah.
Yeah, because he killed himself. So, and his was the darkest, and then Maddie's been exposed to it the least amount, so hers was the least. I was just like, okay, so then the song led Decker to kill himself, but why? But as we saw, it affect Maddie. Like, it literally makes you delusional. It makes you crazy. It makes you act, like, out of character. So I was like, okay, it gave you more understanding to how it affects them. And then when they went into, like, the echo chamber,
mm-hmm.
And it cured them, I was like, okay, so now what is it? I feel like I got more questions
yeah.
after that. Like, I got answers, now I'm like, more questions? Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, it's crazy how it affects them in different ways, right? And I yeah. think the reason why Decker killed himself is obviously because Donna was also killed.
Donna
was Rin's sister.
Yes.
So oh, that's really why he went. He was super attached to her. And he would also listen to the tape a lot, which that's kind of where Ben has been recently, and it mm-hmm. makes him feel better. But it's having a negative reaction on Maddie, you know? And by the way, kudos to the, like, the people who were shooting this episode, where you were able to kind of pinpoint everything that she was feeling, from the nail on the couch to, like, the TikTok to how people were eating, and, like, basically everything, things that we pay attention to but not so much in detail, which was really crazy. I really, really enjoyed that. But this song has more than 100 frequencies in one level. And it basically killed a rat that they were testing on, which is crazy.
It was driving Ben crazy, too, when they were playing like a frequency at a time.
Yeah.
So it's powerful.
It's dangerous.
Very.
But also they have another song that's healing because it made Ben's mom better.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you guys. I thought we had gotten answers about the siren song, which we kind of have. I mean, there's different frequencies. It does certain things to the brain. We may have found something that could cure them, but to what extent, you know? Because they were cured semi, but not fully. So yeah, what is it going to take? Like
some damage or whatever. I wonder, and then also how it tracks. How the song attracts them to Rin.
Yeah.
That's so crazy, because when they started, like, all kissing at the table, I was like, that's a little excessive. Like, you could have really controlled yourself, okay?
Okay, let's talk about that scene. How uncomfortable was that? Like, basically, the whole family is there, and then Maddie's just like, we're all in love.
And you're just like, okay, not the time and place, but okay.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I guess there's not a time and place to tell your family, like, oh, I'm, like, in a polyamorous relationship, especially if your family's, like, you know. But it could be something new that people are trying.
The dad was okay with it. She's like, oh, maybe, hopefully they figure it out. Like, he was super, like, no one reacted totally negative about it.
Yeah, so except for the mom. The mom was kind of, like, confused, but
I just think, I don't know, Rin's so unpredictable. It's funny because Ben went into it thinking, like, we need to just make them believe we're just friends.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, we're all in love. And then, you know, did Maddie kiss her or Rin kissed Maddie?
Maddie kissed her.
Okay, yeah.
And then Maddie went to kiss Ben.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I also think that it was Rin kind of, like, controlling her in a way. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so much.
What's going on?
I think about that all the time. I'm like, who's, like, are your actions because you want them to be or because you're under her control, you know?
Well, one thing that they said is that the song makes them do things that they wouldn't normally do, which is, like, alcohol. And a lot of people say that, like, when you're drunk, you tell the truth. So it could be, like, the same thing, you know? Like, when you are under the song, it makes you do things that you would never do on your, in your right mind. For example, when Ben was going through the fact that Rin was gone, he wanted to do crazy things to put his life in danger so that he could see her or hear the song again. So, like, they don't really measure what's going on, but it's things they would want to do, but they just don't do it because...
My question, though, is with Maddie, she's the one who's heard the song the least, but she's been hooking up with her the whole time. And then someone asked her, like, oh, is the song what makes you attracted to her? And she says, no, I was already attracted to her before the song. So I wonder, I don't know, that's...
Well, the thing is that there is a scene where Maddie tells Rin about, like, her family and her ancestors, and Rin kind of does sing to her a little bit there in the beginning, but very little. It was, like, a super subtle, like, less than 10 seconds. So I don't know if that have affected her, like, you know, from the beginning.
Yeah,
I don't know, you guys.
Yeah, we need... This song is so much.
Song is getting in our heads now.
I know. Now we're affected.
Now I'm being affected by this song. We're all being affected by this song.
That's a lot.
Okay, so the song is definitely a powerful thing. So the military and Ben, Rin, and Maddie decide to go into this echo chamber. But... Of course, Ben only wants them to see as much as he wants them to see.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you feel about them going underneath the water?
Well, you saw my reaction. I was like, I'm feeling claustrophobic just watching it. And they were so calm about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, are they even concerned about how they're coming back up?
Exactly.
Like, they totally just, like, sunk even deeper. Yeah. And were just so calm about it.
I was honestly just super worried because in the beginning I was like, who is driving this thing? And yeah. And then you're like, oh my gosh, it's Ben. And you explained to me how he had said all of this about him driving one before. But still, you're like thousands of meters under the water and you don't know what's down there, you know?
Or even when they were on the breeding ground and then yeah. all the other mermaids started attacking the yes. little ship, I was like, you guys could, like, this could be it. How are you coming out?
You're not. This could totally have been it.
And they were calm.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
You know what I thought was going to happen? I thought that Rin was going to get out to kind of just be like, oh, whatever, and we would see, like, a different side of Rin. But I'm kind of glad that she stayed in. Also, I don't think that she could have gotten
out. No, yeah. Because, if she would have gotten out, it would have been
the water game over. Inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true.
But it was, she was, like, super excited to see, I think she said, like, her friend, or, like, she, like, saw someone she knew. And you can tell she was just so happy to be home.
She was happy to be there, but they were not happy that she was there.
You know, you think so?
Well, I feel
like that first one was very, like, soft, and then she started talking. So, you know what? Yeah. You might be right.
I was like...
She liked her for a second and was like, why are you here?
She's like, who is this? And it's just like, no, don't bring other people into our town.
Yeah.
Well, because these, if you really think about it, these are, like, sacred grounds to them.
What's their breeding?
Yeah,
their breeding
so grounds. It's like where they breed, which that's huge. And then the healing, the echo chamber, that's where normally only healers go. So the fact that they were even able to get in there, Rin has never been in there before, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things where, like, they don't want them to go in there because you don't really know what it is. Like, especially with that machine and, like... I don't know, it could really damage whatever is in there because of the oils or whatever comes with the stuff that's, like, from humans and, yeah. like, the ship.
They probably hate humans. I guess humans just ruin everything in their
homes. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So I don't blame them for attacking it, actually, now that I think about it.
Actually, thank you so much for attacking the ship.
What I thought was crazy, though, is that when the original healer, the first one,
yeah.
was like, oh, it's really dangerous to go down there, I thought it was going to be more dangerous than it was, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. It kind of seemed in the preview that something bad was going to happen, but it was mm-hmm. just kind of like...
Just like a little shake, yeah. and then the other mermaids kind of like harass them a little bit, but it was nothing too crazy. Yeah. I expected more. I was kind of bummed when they just cut and they were already on land.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I wanted to get like a scene where they were like struggling to get out something. Because I wanted to feel a little bit more of like an anxiety attack.
The claustrophobia was all I was experiencing. I was like, oh my God, get them out of there.
Well, yeah, especially because they're like in this small space where... With this siren that recently went crazy, and then Maddie went crazy, and Ben went crazy. Like, all three of them were crazy.
How do they trust together?
Yeah. Yeah. How? This is crazy. I hadn't even thought about that, you guys. They were all three going crazy, basically in the last 48 hours, and then they were trapped together in this little submarine, tiny submarine. Like, it wasn't even, like, a real submarine, by themselves. Deep in the ocean. What else
that was crazy was how... Did you notice how it completely stopped working?
Yeah.
How did they get it working again? They never explained it. It just was like, oh, it doesn't work anymore. Then it was like the lights pulling us in. Okay, so then the light pulled you out and you just came back up.
Maybe like, it pushes them out, you know?
Yeah, and then it
just like, the again. Ocean kind of... I feel like the ocean has a way of throwing
like up. Like buoyancy?
Yeah, like it throws up whatever doesn't belong in there or whatever is, like, bad.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, dead fish float. Like, trash floats and stuff. Like, all these things. I feel like the ocean's kind of like, nope, we don't want you here.
I just wonder, I'm like, how, did it start working again then? Or they just kind of went back up?
I think that they probably got, like, spat out by the echo chamber. Hmm. And then it started working again for them. To be able to be up.
I wish you would have showed that.
I know, that would have been really cool. Yeah. I mean, I like the mystery, but I do sometimes need some answers.
Let your imagination figure it out.
Well, you guys, that was so much fun. Let's move on to some... our special segment. You could tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so we have a special segment. It's called I Spy a Mermaid, where I'll be sharing with you every week a different sighting of mermaids that have taken place. From like way in the past. The one I have today is a little more recent. It's from 2009, so a decade ago.
You guys.
A mermaid was sighted off the coast of Israel, and she was seen to perform a few tricks right before the sunset and then just disappeared into the ocean at nighttime. And then there's actually a quote from someone that from one of the onlookers. His name was Shlomo Cohen, and he said, "I was with friends when suddenly we saw a woman laying on the sand in a weird way. They thought she was just a sunbather, but as they got closer, she jumped into the ocean because she got frightened. And as they saw her take jump back into the ocean, they saw she had a tail." Yeah, and there was reports that they, if anyone there had a camera and captured the moment, there was $1 million reward, and no one did.
Yeah,
and right after that, the coast of Israel became like a famous tourist site.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
You guys, I want to see a mermaid before I die.
I would freak out.
Like honestly,
yeah.
I have a feeling that there's probably already some in like.
I hope they're
military facility or something.
Let's go look. I hope they're like pretty and like sequency. I don't know. I imagine them that way.
Okay, so do you think that mermaids are like a Disney mermaid, or do you think that they're like sirens, like freeform sirens?
So what's so crazy is that when I first started watching the show, so I originally thought they were like Disney mermaids, right? Then I started watching the show and I was like, wow, this is not at all what I expected. And I actually didn't even find it like appealing really the way they looked, but now I'm just like, no, this is the way they look.
Yeah,
like it just grew on me. Mm-hmm. And I think they're gorgeous, and I love when they transform.
Exactly.
And I never saw them as vicious either until I started watching this show, but they're badass. I love it.
I know. And like, I love the fact that Siren is kind of putting the whole thing that they're in so deep, because honestly we haven't even been that deep into the ocean, you guys, so you can't totally cross it off. That's all I'm gonna say.
What I think is so crazy is that we haven't explored so much of the ocean.
Yeah,
there's like so much of it unexplored.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we ruined it. Like, how is there so much ocean and we've managed to like pollute it so much?
I know. It's, I mean, so we've exciting. Only polluted a certain layer of it.
Yeah,
but the other part, like, there's tons of things that we still haven't discovered.
I wish I could see it all, but you know what, with time it's crazy. I've actually gotten really afraid of the ocean.
Oh my gosh, you have to. My mom has always taught me to respect the ocean. The ocean deserves your full respect, because at any given time, it can take you.
Yeah, I'm afraid of it.
Yeah.
I used to love it, and I'm just like, thank you, but no.
Yeah. I love that. Well, you guys, we do have a little bit of news and gossip.
Yes, we do.
So I did see last week, you guys, that somebody commented. I'm sorry that I don't have your name. Otherwise, I would totally give you a shout out. So thank you for commenting. But somebody said that Siren had been canceled, but Carla has some good news for us.
So they actually, we for sure now know there's gonna be another season, which I'm so excited about, because I feel like this story is just completely evolving, and there's just so many new factors that we need answers to.
Yeah,
we can't just let it end.
Yeah,
so I'm so excited about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So you guys, Deadline did publish an article back in May 14th stating that Siren got picked up for a third season. So we are getting more answers, and it's super exciting. So congratulations to the cast of Siren. And now let's do some quick predictions.
Some predictions. I think... Well, sorry, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. I don't even know where to start. You can start.
I feel like there's so much going on. Oh,
yeah.
My God. I feel like Beth is about to just completely transform the show.
Okay.
I feel like she's in the background a little bit right now. She's kind of like hinting at certain things. But I think her and that party that Helen was at with like the little society she has is about to just take over.
Really?
And I feel like there's so many things we don't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
And like maybe their history and like how, like the jeopardy that maybe they're in. So I feel like we're about to learn a lot about that. And you actually mentioned a really good one, but I'll let you share it. The pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
That's like my favorite one. Literally, once you said it, I was like in love with the idea of it.
I mentioned that prediction last week.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think that's so insane. I hope it's true, because I think that would be such a good storyline. And I think it would basically just be like a full cycle of half siren, half human.
So my question to you is, do you think Rin is going to end up pregnant from Levi? Because Levi is now in town, and she's like, it's mating season. Or is it going to be from Ben?
It's going to be Ben.
Okay.
If it was Levi, it would just be, like, the ideal, like, situation.
Yeah.
No, it has to be Ben. It's complicated.
Yeah, it has to be complicated.
It's a
TV show.
Yeah.
Well, since you gave a prediction about Beth, I think my prediction for Beth is that she's going to get killed by one of the sirens, because I don't think that Beth doesn't know anything about the Sirens, and she doesn't realize how protective they are, especially of, like, their own, which is, like, Helen and all of that. So, and they're literally easily able to pick up on what's going on. So either she's going to put herself and, like, the society in danger by, first of all, we see that she basically kidnaps Levi. So I think Beth is going to get in trouble, you guys. But we'll have to come back and check it out. Next week, there is no after show because it is 4th of July. So you guys, if you are in America, happy 4th of July. Celebrate safely. And if you're not, then hopefully you have a great day not watching Siren. But we will be back on the 11th. You guys will be here. You guys can go ahead and catch us up. Carla, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and on Twitter at Carla_C.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran. And of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Ciao.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.